Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a reminder of where and when to catch your favorite shows each week or when to try a new one. We've got a brand new video series kicking off this Sunday as photographer Jerry Villagrana debuts Photo Versus exclusively on the Lucha Central Facebook page. On each episode, Jerry and a fellow photographer go mano a mano comparing and sharing stories behind some of their most memorable photos. This week, Jerry welcomed Josh Garcia of Rudos Photo as they explored shots of Rey Mysterio. And this coming Sunday, Black Terry Jr. joins the show and he and Jerry share photos of their favorite lucha dives. Don't miss the show. Sundays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, only at facebook.com/luchacentral. Monday, it's an elite episode of Business of the Business as Kevin welcomes the man behind the new AEW action figure line, Jeremy Hadauer, to the show to talk about writing letters to 1,000 famous people as a kid, getting into the toy business, creating the Jack WWF classic line, his recent record break. You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You know, we're live, dude, but I'm just going to... This is the second time that this happened. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but I always make sure that I have the show ready to go, you know, before. As a matter of fact, you were here when we set the show up because we had a big meeting yesterday. And this is exactly what happened last time. I was trying to talk to John Thomas, and he kept going, hello, hello, hello. So we rebooted, and we got everything going again. So Greg DeMarco, I'm telling you, man, I know I'm lame or whatever, but it was definitely Blog Talk. For some reason, when I set the show up, it doesn't connect, and then I have to shut it down and reboot everything up again. So sorry about that. But for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live with Bobby Chulo. Finally was able to get us back on, and on the line with me, Michael Parker. Michael, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. Sitting here watching Z-Lo Pro Wrestling.
Nice. Well, you know what? I wanted to watch yesterday, but I fell asleep. They had Ohio Valley Wrestling on. Have you had a chance to watch any of that?
Yes, I have.
And, okay, real quick. For the people listening, Kayam's going to come in about 7:15 in about 10 minutes or so because he's got a big show coming up. I believe it's on Easter Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, April 17th. We're going to talk to him a little about that. Then I have something that I want to talk and take around the horn with Mike and Kayam because it's something that's just been annoying me for the last two or three Dynamites and all that, and maybe some of the other ones, but we'll get to that. But okay, now, real quick, is that Ohio Valley? Is that Al Snow's company?
Yes.
Well, real quick, give me your thoughts on that because I watched it when it came up on my cable or whatever. So I watched it and I'm gonna give you my opinion, okay? But you real quick because maybe I'm wrong, but tell me, give me your opinion on that.
They're trying.
So it's not only me because I think it's god awful. I mean, I'm sorry, man. I'm not the best person in the world, but what do you think? It just seems what's the word I'm looking for? It is sort of professional or whatever, but it just, you know, the talent. I don't know. I don't see like specific, for lack of a better term, like a gimmick or whatever. It's just these like dudes that just come out and I don't get it, man. What am I missing something? Or give me your thoughts on that.
No, I mean I'm watching Velo Pro. It's the first time I've ever seen this show. But I mean, they have Beer City Brawler and Kylie Rae and some other. I mean, I don't know. Watching Ohio Valley is almost like watching a championship wrestling from Arizona. Or
You know, I understand that you want to build your own people. You know what I mean? You want a place for them to shine, or whatever. But it seems like you have to mix it just right. You have to go to these different shows and see how these guys work, and then say, hey, if I put this guy with this guy, it's gonna work. I mean, which is a perfect example. It's like, have you seen some of the advertisements for the Crash Lucha Libre in TJ?
No, I haven't seen any of the advertising.
Oh, dude, you know who they're bringing is Jonah, the big, what's it, the Samoano that's in Impact, and he used to be in NXT.
Oh, really?
They're bringing him, and they bring people that you wouldn't think. Like, remember I told you they brought Mustache Mountain and stuff like that. So this is where that comes in, and where Joseph from his Pacific Coast Wrestling or whatever it is, PCW, is because it's then you start going, well, man, I want to see what happens. You know, like if we put, because they put Mustache Mountain against Mecha Wolf and Bestia, so you go, dude, I want to see what that's going to be like because it's so different, you know, and then it gives the people something to come and look forward to, you know, and then you build your people up and they go, oh, I saw this guy wrestle this guy, and it kind of works out. But I couldn't watch it, dude. I watched a couple of matches and I thought, dude, what is it? So do you think it's the booking of the talent, or do you think it's just whoever? Because we talked about Ryan Katz. Ryan Katz was working for WWE for a while, but he used to work for XPW. And he's the one I told you that he would see things go, man, if I did this, and it worked. Like I told you with R-Truth, he saw Kevin and said, hey, go get some black dickies and stuff. We're going to make these guys a new Black Panthers. And it just clicked. So you think they need something like that to get them going?
The more I look at independent wrestling, and you know, with me trying to start my own, you have to find the right people.
Yeah, and it's not easy. Mike's been working on his for almost 2 years now. I mean, the COVID didn't help because we already had one bullet in the chamber that was ready to go, and the COVID just completely took that out. So we had to reboot, which in a way was kind of good because it was able to kind of made us go back, check it out, and think, well, look, man, I think we're better off going over here and doing a show. And so it takes time. We met for almost, 2.5 hours yesterday just going over stuff and trying to figure out how we can get it, you know, to where the people want it, you know. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Let me get Kayam in here because I want to talk about his show, talk a little bit about running over there at the arena in Florence. And then I want to talk a little bit before we let him go about what I was telling you about, which I don't like in professional wrestling, and I want to get your guys' opinion on that. So let's take the big break real quick. Hold on a second. I got to get it. I'm telling you, Mike. Because I have to go up and down and reboot it, because I just rebooted. So let's take the big break. We'll come back with Kayam, and then we'll talk about that. All right, Mike?
All right.
All right, hang on.
Hey, everyone. It's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a reminder of where and when to catch your favorite shows each week or when to try a new one. We've got a brand new video series kicking off this Sunday as photographer Jerry Villagrana debuts Photo Versus exclusively on the Lucha Central Facebook page. On each episode, Jerry and a fellow photographer go mano a mano comparing and sharing stories behind some of their most memorable photos. This week, Jerry welcomed Josh Garcia of Rudo's Photo as they explored shots of Rey Mysterio. And this coming Sunday, Black Terry Jr. joins the show and he and Jerry share photos of their favorite lucha dives. Don't miss the show. Sundays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, only at facebook.com/luchacentral. Monday, it's an elite episode of Business of the Business as Kevin welcomes the man behind the new AEW action figure line, Jeremy Hadauer, to the show to talk about writing letters to 1,000 famous people as a kid.
Okay, great. Hey, Mike, you still there?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I got to – dude, I'm so far behind now because of what happened and everything. So, Greg, my apologies, man, if you have to put those commercials back in there or whatever, but I'm running so far behind. And, you know, people have lives. I can't have Guyam waiting forever, you know, to come on, or especially him because he's got so much going on. So let's give him a call real quick. Greg, hopefully you can dub that in when we get going. And I know Mike and I want to talk a little bit about the Lucha Expo, too, because we talked about that yesterday, so we'll want to bring that into. So let's get Guyam here and talk about that first.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Guyam, it's Fabiano. You're live on
Fabiano, my brother.
WrestleMania. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thank goodness, because me and Mike were going back and forth for the first 5 minutes, and he couldn't even hear me, so I had to reboot. But real quick, for the people, we're here, WrestleBoss Live. We finally got everything together, and we're back on the air. But I got Michael Parks with me, but on the line right now, Guyam, I want to talk about your show that's coming up. But there's a couple of, and I'm telling you,
yes,
I'm constantly, this is who I go to when I have, yes, when I have a problem. So real quick, Michael Parks, say hi to Guyam.
Guyam, my brother, how are you? Michael, always a pleasure to hear your voice, my friend. Always a pleasure.
You know, Guyam, in the opening, we talked, you know, because Mike's working on a show. He's actually been working on it for a while now. And we're finally getting, you know, he's got a big meeting tomorrow with the people that he's going to use their venue and stuff like that. So we met for like 2.5 hours yesterday, just going over the stuff that, you know, we want to, because we want to do a show right. You know, so real quick,
right.
I want to talk about your show that's coming in on Easter, but take us from the beginning, because I know you and Enigma got to sit down and say, hey, look, man, we're thinking of this date. We're thinking of putting this guy with this guy. If we do that, I think that's what's going to make the show pop. So take us through that from the first day when you call Enigma and say, hey, let's put this together.
Well, first of all, we get a bunch of requests from two factions, one from the guys themselves. Like our very first match, I'll tell you about it right now. It's sensational. It's something that we've never been seen before, and it's very, very personal. I'll tell you about it right now. So we get a lot of requests from these guys, and then some guys, they put me against this guy because I have beef with this. I have beef with this guy, or you know what? I didn't feel right the way he beat me the last time, and I want a rematch. And so we hear the guys, okay, and then the other request comes from the fans. You see, the fans, they're so involved. They let Enigma know. I mean, Enigma's out there. You see him busting his behind. He's out there talking to the fans. He's talking to the guys going in and out. And the fans go up to him, and, I mean, they literally write a request, a match that they want to see. They put it on paper, and they give it to him. He said, you think you could bring in this guy, could you think you could bring in this other guy? We haven't seen this guy in a long time. Could you bring him in, please? And so, I mean, we brainstorm, you know. We put all this stuff, all these requests and all these grudge matches that are being cooked. And so we just put it all together, man, and we come up with, and thank God we have such a wonderful lineup that, I mean, it's going to be a super, super show. Easter Slam Day.
Yeah, and then it kind of all falls together. You know, you get with Enigma and say, well, that's true. If we put this guy with this guy, this is going to really make it pop. But for the people listeners, it's going to be Sunday, April 17th. That's Easter Sunday. It's going to be at 5:30 p.m. So usually you open the doors about 5 and get going about 5:30. And it's going to be at the Lucha Arena. It's at 132 East Florence Avenue in the city of L.A. If you want more information, there's a lot of people now that reserve that front row, because they want to be right up there.
Yep.
So if you want one of those front row seats, give them a call at 562-896-3954. Now talk about that first match, because when I saw that, I thought, what the heck is going on here?
All right, now this involves you, my friend.
Yes.
You and I have not even talked about this, and I'm not kidding you. After we hang up, I want to talk to you later on. But this happened this Thursday. We're at the gym. We're at Medina's gym. And I'm working out with Volkan Sr. Okay, so let me tell you about a little background on this match. It's a father versus son. I know it sounds mind-boggling. Yeah, it's nuts. And it all started, God rest his soul, my dear friend Malice, when he passed away. They did a benefit show for him in Florence, in Maine.
Uh-huh.
And so it was a packed house. We're out there, you know. And I see Volkan go up there, the senior, and his two partners, And then the announcer says, and the Rudos, and then comes out his son. I go, what? I couldn't believe my eyes. I said, there must be a mistake. And the other guy started, you know, wrestling, you know, the grappling and everything. But then they face each other, and I go, what the heck? But they start wrestling, I mean, a clean match. I mean, I've a few times gone against my older brother in a real clean match. There's nothing wrong with that, a very clean, respectful match. Okay, that was cool. But towards the end of that match, Volcan Jr. gives his dad a cheap shot, man. He's turned around and he lets him have it from the back. And the, I mean, you could see the reaction of the crowd. Everyone held their breath, like, what happened? Yeah. What happened? All right. So I mean, it just got crazy that night. And my brother, he says, hey, I heard about this. Did this happen? I go, yes, that was there. It actually happened. He says, hey, let's talk to these guys. I mean, maybe they could settle it up in the ring. And so I spoke to both guys, and they said, Junior was a little confused. He says, you know what? That night I was a little off because I was really hurting because of malice, and my brain wasn't very clear. I said, but you attacked your dad, man. He says, well, yeah. He says, well, I go, look it, we'll have that match and then make it a clean match. And I mean, what the heck?
Settle it.
He says, you know what? I like that. I think I would like to, make amends, you know. Okay, but now here's where you come in. And so this Thursday, I'm working out with Volcan Senior, and he says, you know what? Do me a big favor, man. He says, we both, my son and I, we respect Fabiano so much. It would really matter a lot to me if he would go up as my manager. Just be there. I mean, we trust the ref and everything. El Tuso and Sexy Chino are great refs. He says, but I would feel better. I said, what, are you afraid the Junior's going to bring somebody? He says, I don't know. He says, he talks a lot too fancy. He talks a lot too fancy, and I don't trust fancy one bit. He says, and I just feel comfortable if I have Fabiano there. And I go, wow. I go, well, you know what? I'm going to have an interview with Fabiano Sunday. I'll talk to him. We'll see. I don't know if he's available that day. So,
you know,
it's
funny that you say that, because we ended up wrestling, and I was supposed to have a different partner. And I forget what happened, but you put in I can't remember who you put in with us, because it was a while back. It was a Lobo.
Yes, Lobo.
It was myself and El Lobo against them. And they kept arguing back and forth. And he kept telling, hey, and you know Fabiano's gonna do this, and bam bam. So they were arguing back and forth, but they got it together. But I heard them afterwards.
That's fine,
and,
right?
Yeah, and Senior came up to you and said, hey, man, you know, for whatever it's worth or whatever, I mean, hey, you know, you brought it, and you know, I respect that. And the son's like, what are you doing? Or whatever. So I was like, hey, bro,
right,
you guys. And then I left. So maybe that's what happened. Yeah.
So there was all these signs of dissension even back then. Okay, you see, this thing has been building up. You see, I didn't remember that. So this it just boiled over on the Malice show then.
That's huge.
You see.
That's huge. Well,
and so Volcan Senior wants you in his corner, and so I told him I would talk to you. So I don't know if you want to commit already right now. I mean, I know we're on the air, and I don't know your schedule, my brother. But that's Easter Sunday. What do you think, man?
For that, I will absolutely 100% be there.
Really? Okay.
Oh,
all right. Okay.
Absolutely.
Then it's. It's been etched on stone, and I'll let Volcano. He's going to be really happy about that. Yeah, you know, we're older guys. You know, we've been around. We sense things. You know, we sense things, and he senses something that he's not comfortable with his boy. And like I tell you, he says he's been talking a lot to Fancy, and I tell him, "What do you guys talk about?" He says, "No, nothing." Like he doesn't want to say much. He doesn't want to disclose anything, so I don't know. And he's just, I know he's not concerned for his well-being. He's just concerned for his boy, you know, the Fancy. He'll talk to somebody, and he'll
that's
tangles up their mind a little bit.
Yeah, he Fancy will take advantage of that. He'll go up and say, "Hey, look, man, you know," and that's just the way he is. So that dude, that's I didn't even know all that was going on, and when I saw it, I went, "Man, something's up here." So real quick for the people listening, you're here, you're at WrestleBoss Live with Fabi Chula. I got my man Michael Parks, and we're talking to Guyam. Big show coming up. You got to check it out. It's going to be Sunday, April 17th, Easter Sunday. So go to Sunrise Service or whatever. That's like at 5:30 in the morning, and then you know do what you got to do and head on over. It's always a good show. It's going to be 5:30 p.m. Show. Your doors usually open about 5. Get everybody in there and get going. And it's at the Lucha Arena at 132 East Florence Avenue in Los Angeles. If you want to get some information, you can call 562-896-3954. Go ahead, Dan.
And the first 20 kids, listen to us, kiddos, kids under 12. The first 20 kids, a free basket, an Easter basket, free.
Man, 20 of those bad boys.
With your 20, the first 20 little kids under 12 get a free Easter basket. All right?
Man, that is awesome.
That's, we love our fans so much. The first 20 kids, 12 and under, will get a free, absolutely free Easter basket.
That's perfect. Now, real quick, because I'm running up against the clock since I had everything all backed up on me or whatever. Yeah. And for the people listening, I always go over the card and people email me a message. And I come, this match is going to break. But another one that intrigues me is Guyam and Jaguar against Hades and Maligno. Now, the reason is because Hades, him and I were going back a little bit, you know, back and forth a little bit about some different things. And then I kind of heard Guyam say, you know, this guy, he's a good wrestler, but I think he's just getting a little bit too big for his britches. So we might have to reel him back in and show him, you know, that we got the experience. So talk a little bit about that match.
Well, that's one hell of a match. Well, the second match is Mr. California and Drew Masters. They have their own issues. They had a great match the last time. They had a three-way, and Drew won the match, which he each time he gets better and better. Every time I see that guy, he's getting better and better. And Mr. California, that guy's always up to his antics. You know, he represents blood, danger, and anything in the dark side. That's California.
Right.
Well, anyway, this match, Hades and Maligno, wow. What a tag team. These guys, they work out over there at Medina's. So I see their development, and these guys are like working together like a well-fine-tuned machine. Uh-huh. And Juar, if you remember, we go back over a year and a half, Maligno took his title. And so Juar has that in the back of his mind. He says, I want a shot at my title. And Hollis and I, we've had our difference through the years, okay, through the years. And it's nothing new. So I mean, it's a good freaking match because there's a lot of heat between all four of us.
Yeah.
And so when you have history from both sides, I mean, it's just a real good cocktail for one hell of a match. And I see that as being the match. I can't say the match of the night because they're all good matches.
It's going to be the sleeper.
But we're going to go up there and these guys are going to come hard at us, and Jaguar, that guy's always in tip-top shape. So we're ready, and it's one heck of a match, I tell you for sure.
And when I say the sleeper, that means people are like, well, I don't know about this match of the sleep. And then before they know it, they're going to like, God dang, that one really came through or whatever. So it starts from the beginning with the fireworks, and then now is the tag match for the titles?
Okay, that's a semi, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's Trish Gonzalez and Sean Black, the new champs, and they're going against El Sicario, Atomic. Atomic, he's a funny guy, this guy. This guy is just, I mean, since he lost that title, I mean, this guy is driven. I mean, he's calling us almost every day. He says, you guys have cheated me. You guys have I don't know what's going on. And he gets all worked up on the phone. And I tell him, Andrew, Drew, relax, all right? You'll get your shot. No, I want it next time. And I don't care who's my partner. His buddy, I don't know, I'm really concerned about Twisto. Have you heard anything about Twisto or anybody out there listening, if anybody has heard anything about, just please contact the Chivos. I'm concerned about his boy. I call him and his numbers. I just leave a message and he never returns the message. Yeah. And Atomic, he calls him up, nothing either. And he says, since my partner and I haven't been working together, I haven't been able to get my other half that takes care of me. He says,
yeah.
But now with Robbie, I think we could get our titles back. Well, let me tell you, Trigger and Sean, man, these guys, I was so impressed when they beat these guys last time, because
yeah.
By the way, that title was vacant because, as you all know, my dear friend Alex had passed away. So the titles were up in the air, and Trigger and Sean Black, they just took them, man. And these guys are, I mean, they are as good as they can be.
Right.
And
that's
a match.
I got to tell you, when we talk about this main event, it was funny because Mike and I were talking in the opening.
Yeah.
And we were saying how people mix things up. And when they see it, they go, man, if they're putting these guys against these guys, you know, what the heck is going to happen? So you want to come to that show just to see that matchup because it's so different. So you talk about this main event. I mean, especially with when you got AJ Mana, Tony Reyes, and Fugaz on one side. And then you got Fire Roman, Poder Infernal, and King Jason. That's three completely different people that are just going to clash in that main event. How'd you come about all this?
Well, first of all, these guys, AJ Manani, that guy's sensational. Tony Reyes, every time I touch my chin, I still think about this guy. Split my half.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is just taking these gigantic steps towards being the legend that he is and being accepted in all Hall of Fames all over around in our business.
Yeah.
And then they're going against Fraile Juan Roman, who's he just picked it up so much. Juan, I'm so impressed by his work. King Jason, who you know has a temper like, wow.
Loose cannon.
This guy goes off the hook so easily.
Yeah.
And then Poder Infernal, powerful guy. I mean, I told Agustin, the owner, I said, you better reinforce that ring, man, because that's a lot of tonnage up
there. I agree. I agree 100%. That right there, the way you mixed it up, people are going to go, what the heck, and going to want to come and see that match, you know, for just the way you mix it up. And that's one thing about Guyam and Enigma, they're not afraid to do it. They're not going to say, well, that's – but you know what? Hey, if that's what the people want, that's what we're going to give them, you know?
Oh, my God. I mean, we like I said earlier, we try our best because you can never – go 100% satisfying every single fan. I mean, I wish I could, but it's really impossible. But we try our best to give the fans what they want to see. And all these guys, all six guys there in the main, these guys are the main event anywhere. And I mean anywhere, Mexico City and Dojo in Japan and even WWE, these guys are worth being in the main. I mean, in La Triple. And press. I mean, these guys are just tough guys. AJ, I think of all those guys up there, AJ is the youngest or less years in the business. But this kid, I mean, he just we had a match against him not too long ago, and I was impressed by his first of all his athleticism, and then his drive, and then the fans love this kid.
Yeah.
They love him. They cheer him on. I mean, he just got it. I mean, I don't want to face that guy in a year or two because he's going to be so over the top. I mean, that guy is going to be tough.
Yeah, when when I came out of the curtain at that show, I saw the whole left side was just all Samoanos. And I was like, wow, these people came. And he did, that's why we put them against you and Fugaz, because I said, hey, this is a big test for this kid or whatever. And then with the mutual respect, you said, hey, man, you know, and that just led to you bringing him over to work for you. So we're going to give that
the show and the address and the number and everything again at the end of the show. So you guys want to get your tickets. And don't forget, it's Sunday, April 17th. I'll make sure and keep everybody updated on that. Let me take a quick break. Can you hang on for a few minutes, Kayam? Just there's a
sure,
couple things I want to run by you real quick. And Mike, you still there?
Oh, I'll be back. Of course I am.
Okay. Hang on. Let me take this quick break, and we'll come back. There's two questions that are very important that I want to run across the board. So hang on, everybody.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world, and a place to have their voices heard from weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBoss with Bobby Chulo.
Speaking of that, LuchaCentral.com, you know, the big Lucha Expo is coming up. And this is why I wanted to keep Guyam and Michael on the line, because I wanted to talk a little bit about this. Because here's the thing, real quick, I got Guyam with me and, of course, Michael Parks. And the Lucha Expo, the first one they did in Vegas, and it was amazing. I got so much content. I was with OTM Radio at the time. And I got just a ton of content and talking to people like Brody King and just all these guys that are now Chris Bay that are all, you know, hit the big time. That was really cool. And then the second one was in San Diego, which was even better because it was in San Diego. So they, you know, a lot of the luchadores came, met them at the Tijuana border, came right over, and it was just lucha personified. I mean, you know, Pirata Morgan, Dr. Wagner, everybody was there. It was awesome. And it was cool because there's a little bit of a break in between, and I was able to go downstairs and just talk. Like, I talked with Pirata for like about a half hour, just about, you know, what's going on nowadays and how it is to be these kids coming up, and a lot of different guys I got to talk to. It was really cool. Now, here's the thing. It's coming up in June 11th and 12th. It's going to be at the ECW Arena in Philadelphia. And Mike and I talked about this a little bit, and I'm kind of conflicted, you know, and I'll pose this to Guyam first, because, you know, Kevin said, well, we're having it there because, you know, the 2300 arena, which is the ECW arena, which was like a bingo hall, he goes, and Conan was the first one to bring over Rey Mysterio and Psicosis, and that's what brought Lucha to the forefront on the East Coast. I mean, that's the home where it just bubbled up, and they started bringing Juventud and La Parca and all the people over there. So we want to give the people on the East Coast a chance to see all the luchadores out there. So they're taking like Laredo Kid and Black Tarus and all the guys over there, you know, to expose the lucha out there in Philly. Now, part of me says, yeah, that's cool, because that's cool. But I don't know if the East Coast people are going to embrace it as much as they do over here, especially in San Diego. Both days were packed to the rafters. So we'll pose this question to Guyam first. Give me your thoughts on that. You think, since it is where Conan brought the luchadores out to the mainstream in ECW, you know, with the history, that they should do well, or do you think it's a little too far from, you know, the home of lucha, which is, you know, San Diego, Tijuana, you know, right in that area out there? What do you think?
No, absolutely. The fans embrace Lucha Libre worldwide. Uh-huh. And why is it? It's because it's a very spectacular form, discipline of wrestling. But like I told you before, every time our world gets smaller, okay, or smaller, I see some of these big American wrestling, the big American wrestling, Lucha Libre, it's coming, it's all boiling down to the same thing of great competitors, great athletes, great hearts. I mean, these guys just are up there to give it all. So all my paisanos, Mexicanos y Centroamericanos, all of the Puerto Ricanos, when they go and they bust their behind in front of an audience that has never seen Lucha Libre, they will be sold because they see heart, they see talent, and it's undeniable. But I reiterate, the world getting smaller and smaller. You see the Japanese wrestlers doing macarranas. That was Mexico. You see Mexican wrestlers doing some holds that are directly from Japan. I mean, these candados that, I mean, you don't get out of them, man.
Yeah.
And it's all coming together. I see old videos of Destroyer with some of the holds that he would put on Mil Máscaras. We're doing that in the gym over here. Why? Because I have, and a few other guys brought it into the gym, because we all learn from each other. I mean,
yeah.
And it's beautiful. And so, to answer your question, they will be a sensational hit, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I agree on that. But Mike, when we talk about that, it makes sense because Paul E was the first one who took that chance and said, hey, look, man, let's. I want to mix it up. We're not just blood and guts. Can you bring me two luchadores? And he brought the two best, and boom, it just mushroomed him up into what it is today. So what do you think, Mike? You think it kind of makes sense. Hey, when people know there's going to be some luchadores, that they're going to come and check it out because they know it's going to be 100%, right, Mike?
Yeah, because you got to remember, you know, there's a huge Latino base on the East Coast, whether it be Philly, whether it be New York, New Jersey,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And with it being there, you're going to have people coming from Chicago. So, I mean, the base is there. It's just, it's new. It's a new venue. They're bringing something new to a place where, you know, they haven't seen it in 20-something years.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, you know, if they put on the same type of show that they put on when you were there, when they had the wrestling at the Lucha Expo, the matches that you saw, if they do that there, it's going to blow up, dude.
Again.
It really is.
And again, it was matches that people were like, dude, because they had like Bestia and Damien against El Hijo de Fantasma and Fantasma. And then they threw in Solar and Solar Jr. And it was like a whole family affair with it. And it was just the way they did it really, mixed it up. And everybody was like, dude, this is great. So, you know, I they definitely have something here. I just didn't know if it was, you know, out on the East Coast, if it would draw, like, because it was, you know, this is the home or whatever. But I think with what they got going, it's going to do well. So, of course, Kevin, we wish him the best of luck on that. I mean, it was really, not just because I work for the company, but the first two that I went to were amazing. It was just the best I've ever seen. And when people come to see Lucha, they know they're going to get their money worth. So it really worked out well. So now that being said, this is why I have Guyam on here, because I always, either him or Enigma, I have to bend their ear and we'll take this around too. This is what I don't like. This is why I like New Japan. They don't say, oh, his record is this and this, and he's got this many losses, because it doesn't matter. But for some reason, on the new AEW Dynamite, they keep pushing this undefeated. And I don't like that. It kind of puts down the other wrestlers or whatever. You know, I when I hear that, it really annoys me. I think, you know, everybody's a wrestler. And we want to legitimize this sport as much as possible. And in a legit sport, regardless, you're going to lose. You're not. There's no undefeated perfect person, nothing. And I like that. What's the girl's name that holds the TNT belt for or the TBS belt for the girls? The big girl that's real muscular.
Jade Cargill.
Jade Cargill. They keep pushing that she's undefeated. Like, that makes no sense. Don't do that. That it just, and they do that with Scorpio Sky too. Oh, he's on a 3-year win streak and all that. So real quick, we'll start with Mike on this one, and then we'll go to Guyam. Give me your thoughts on that. I just think it's dumb. I don't like it, and I don't think they should do it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they did that with Goldberg.
Exactly.
And
it's dumb.
But it got over. and the fans were so upset that he lost his first match. They didn't feel as though he should have ever lost a match. And
yeah.
I kind of sort of get what AEW is trying to do and trying to legitimize, you know, their product. But the secret's
okay.
out.
Well,
as a
promoter, as a person who runs Pacific Wrestling Alliance, who has a show coming up very soon, would you ever do that with somebody? Promote them as undefeated?
No.
Okay, because I wouldn't either. I don't think it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't work
the reason,
in there. So you've done shows.
The reason why I wouldn't do it, the reason why I wouldn't do it is because it's not believable now.
Uh huh.
20 years ago, 25 years ago, when the curtain was still closed to pro wrestling, then you could say it was believable. But
sure.
Because wrestlers have allowed the curtain to be pulled back and they talk,
mm-hmm.
it's not believable to those fans that think they know everything.
Yeah.
So it's almost a waste of time. Guyana, am I saying something right or wrong?
I don't like it, Guyana.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I also don't agree that they need to do that. You see, what you do, like with the champ, then you say he's doing he's making his 10th defense. All right, that's cool. I mean, you're giving the title that shine, you know, because he's
right.
yeah. defended it 10. All right, that's okay. But undefeated, our business people don't go by your record. We're not prize fighters.
Right.
We're competitors, and a wrestler, let me tell you, in a loss, a pro wrestler can lose that match, and he can shine like gold in that match. And people, did he lose? Did he win? I don't remember, but he gave one hell of a match. That's what matters. That's the one that should be he's had 10 straight matches in a row where he lights up the crowd. That's
right.
what matters. That's what matters. Who cares for the record? Unless
yeah.
you're champ, of course, then you are putting the notch right on your belt every defense. All right, well that's different. But yeah, it's undefeated business, and I really don't agree with it.
Yeah, just like Ric Flair, greatest singles competitor ever,
yeah,
and we never go, he got defeated or he lost to Hardy Race or what. Nobody even thinks about that. You think about regardless
right.
of what happened, it was a show. And everybody went home happy. Just like I watched
yeah.
the Superstar Billy Graham documentary. And he said that. He said,
yeah.
man, I wrestled Dusty Rhodes, and we sold out Madison Square Garden, you know, six
there
times with none of this stuff. He goes,
yeah.
and we never worried about – nobody ever went, you lost to Dusty. They just said, man, that was the one of the best matches I've ever seen or whatever. So
there
guys don't like the way that's headed or whatever, because I would never do it. But
that's what our team, our sport is different from. We don't want to be like the rest. We're totally different. We're one
yeah.
of a kind. Pro wrestling is special. It's beautiful. It nothing else compares to it. Okay, nothing. And so
yeah.
these guys that try to line us up to look like these guys or like that one. Sport? No. We don't need that. We don't need that. We don't need anything. We are. We sit on our own 2 feet, man, and that's the beauty of it.
You know, it's. I'm laughing because it. When I talk to Guyam and all that, and he goes, "Just go out there and do what you do." And I go, "You know, I want those people to come back. I want them to go. You should have seen what Fabiano did to this guy." And Alondra Campos, who goes to all the shows, her and Sandy Flores and all them.
Yeah.
Guyam put Guyvar against Voodoo Master, but he had me come out with Voodoo Master or whatever, and Guyvar had put him in a hold, and I went and I found the broom and I found the broomstick and I used it as a pool cue and I hit Guyvar right between the legs, and I came around the corner and the line goes, "Did you just pool cue him?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Did you see that?" And Sandy Flores goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Do it again." So it's just, you know, you want that. yeah, you want that crowd to go, dude, I can't believe he did that. I want to see it, you know, again, or you got to come see this, you know, and that's what brings it all together. They didn't go, oh, he lost to such and such, so I don't want to see him anymore. This is kind of like what I'm saying. I just want those people to go home happy or want to see somebody get killed the next time they show them whatever.
Yes,
that's what we all work for, you know. And so that and then being able to work with Danny. Like, I can call Guyam and say, hey, man, this guy, I want to put you with this guy. And he's like, okay, cool. It could be, you know, a Japanese style, strong style, lucha, American.
Oh, yeah,
because, and that's what it's all about, right?
Yes, sir. You're a pro wrestler. You don't even ask who you're going up against. Just what date is that? Okay, boom, we're there. And you hope it's a guy that you're going to work real hard with and have the fans leave with a big smile and satisfied and happy and not feel that their hard-earned money was worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with that being said, for the people listeners, don't forget, you got to go check out Lucha Libre Alliance. They're making strives to get those people what they want. And I think this one is probably one of the most, for lack of a better term, controversial sort of cards or whatever, because you've got so many things going on. So it's going
to
be Sunday, April 17th. It's at the Lucha Arena. It's at 132 East Florence Avenue in the city of LA. Don't forget, if you want to get some information about tickets or you want to get in that front row or whatever, just call 562-896-3954. Doors are going to open probably about 5 and hopefully get going about 5:30, 5:45. It's just going to be slamming,
remember,
so make sure you check it out.
The first 20 kids get a free Easter basket, the first 20 kids are free at no cost at all.
That is
Easter
the
basket.
Most important, because everybody brings the kids. It's the family-oriented or whatever. So, man, with 20 Easter baskets for the kids, they're going to be happy. They're going to be so full of sugar that they're going to stay up all night and they're going to watch the luchas, and it'll be awesome. So we definitely look forward to the AKM. A million thank yous for coming on, man. I always, you know, like to go to AKM with all these questions that I have and you know, all that. So and Enigma too. I mean, those guys have been everywhere, done everything, seen every type of everything. So that's why we have them on. So I'll see you soon, okay, my friend?
All right, my brother. God bless you.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Guyam, Enigma de Oro, Lucha Libre Alliance. Make sure you see it, and be sure to give that address and all the information when we come back and before we leave. All right, Guyam, a million thank yous. We'll be right back after this.
Okay.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
I don't know about you, Mike, but getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go get gas is really annoying. You know, I was at the Costco to get gas. It was about 6:15, 6:20, and the line was already getting long. I mean, I honestly only had to wait for one car or whatever, but I mean, in this day and age, you have to get up early on a Sunday to go get gas, because I am not paying $6 for a gallon of gas. I'm sorry. I'd rather get up on a Sunday morning to go get gas and do that. But at least it kicked my butt. And, you know, my wife said, hey, well, since we're up, let's go to the gym, man. We got to hit that treadmill or whatever. And I was like, oh, my God. But it all worked out. You know, I didn't have to wait in line all day. I got my workout done early, so I was able to take care of a bunch of different things, you know, today that really helped. So real quick before we talk about PWA, do you do that or what do you do? I mean, well, first of all, when I ask Mike if he's got change for a dollar, he has to go through all his 150s first before he can get to the dollar. So I know he ain't worried about it. Mike will pay $8 for a gallon of gas. It ain't nothing to him.
No,
but for the little people like us who just have what you do, you gotta, go ahead.
You almost have me cussing right now. You're telling those lies.
So, I mean, do you get up early or do you go wait in line for? I couldn't see waiting in line for a half hour for gas, you know?
You know what? Today I actually went and got my gas. I paid my $65 for 10 gallons of gas for the week. So I don't have to wake up. I don't have to go at 5:15 tomorrow morning. Like I usually do that. I usually go,
yeah.
You know, I leave my house. I got to be with the chicks. So I leave my house at like 5:15. So I go to the gas station, and it's usually packed it at 5:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, I'm gonna be proactive and get my gas tonight.
Yeah.
So
well,
I could lollygag around in the morning.
Yeah, and you can be lazy like me and then go pay $6 at 76 station or mobile or something, you know. Like,
no,
dude, that's a lot. And I don't even have – I couldn't even fathom driving like an eight-cylinder, you know, Ram truck or something like that. I mean,
exactly,
you know, those things get 14 miles to the gallon. You know, on the weekends, hey, we're going to walk because I can't afford the gas or whatever. But it was good because it makes me, you know, I got up and was able to work out and stuff and get everything done. So, because there's so much coming up, you know, and it was funny because I'm just going to be honest. I'm just going to be brutally honest on this show. I was a fat, sloppy mess during the COVID. I mean, I got up to 300, and I think my peak was 311 pounds or whatever. And then, you know, when Cotto said he'll wrestle anybody, and I said, well, dude, I'll pay your booking fee and, you know, let's do it. And, dude, he called my bluff and said, hey, man, I'm ready. Let me know. Give me the date and the time. And I'm like, what? And I hadn't wrestled one-on-one in years. So I said, hey, I have to give – you know, he's going to run circles around me, which he pretty much did. But still, at least I was able – at least I didn't die. How's that? So it got me, you know, back in – and when you go against somebody like that who takes the business serious and went back, you know, to the gym and bulked up and really, you know, brought his game or whatever, it makes you think, hey, man, I gotta if I'm going to do one more year, I got to pull myself together. So thanks to Cotto Hero for doing that, you know, so I'm, you know, keep going and keep moving. So with all that being said, you know, my day was full. I met with Mike yesterday because he's got a big meeting tomorrow because he's working on putting his show together. So, you know, people just think you rent a venue and you go. But, you know, we had – there's like Mike and I were talking about the little things, you know, about, you know, the size of the ring, if it's going to fit in there and how many chairs do we need. Well, do they have bleachers and where are the guys going to get dressed and what about the music? And, you know, just a million things that have to be done before – you know, you could pull the trigger and say yes. So right now, as we speak, Mike, big meeting tomorrow. Whereabouts are you at with the PWA company?
Man, we're ready to go with this meeting tomorrow. I'm went and picked up the business cards and got everything, got all my ducks in a row, and I'm ready for tomorrow.
Uh-huh. And
this is going to be good.
And what's the main goal? Because I'll tell you this, and Mike knows or whatever. I work for a few different companies, you know, and this is my goal. I've done my time, you know, or whatever. But like Mike and I talk about, there's no substitute for experience. We've been able to go to some of these shows and we see some of the talent. And we go, hey man, this guy's pretty good. We should put him with this guy. And then you know, so to me, because I wrestled for a long time, and it took me, I don't know, 2-3 years just to get paid $20. And it didn't bother me, but I see these guys and I'm like, man, this guy's hungry. And maybe we can't pay him this much, but we're going to get him a good match later on down the line because this guy's really working towards something. He's not just here for a payday or to be popular or to get clicks on his social media or whatever. So to me, I want to help those guys. I want them to – like I'll give you an example. We saw that kid Rickster or whatever at De La O show, and I thought, man, this kid – you know, he's got something here. You could tell he's hungry and he's really working to get up there or whatever. So I haven't been able to book him yet because, first of all, I don't have his number. But, you know, I talked to Steve Dodge and I'm like, you know, we want to book this kid later on down the line or whatever. And that's my goal, you know, to get that and to, like, when I work for companies like PWA and stuff like that, I want it to be professional so that people take it serious, you know, and they go, wow, that was – really a professional show. These guys are really good athletes as well as entertainers or whatever. So that's my goal. So what about yourself, Mike? Is
is your goal to put on a show to where people say, man, that was awesome, I want to come back and I want to bring the kids? Or, you know, you're trying to work towards maybe opening up a training center so that the guys have somewhere to go and they have a place to work and stuff like that? Give me the ultimate goal for PWA.
Well, long term, I want to have a facility that we could train guys, you know, not only in the ring, but also have a, you know, gym area for them to get in shape. Because I like you said, we go to these shows, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
We go to these shows and we see the guys, and, you know, our conversations usually go, you know, if they just put on a little bit of weight, if they just get in the gym.
If
you just look the part, that's the first step. Look the part, because, like we were talking about the records and AEW talking about records.
Right.
And how that sounds. How does it look if I put somebody that's 175 pounds in the ring with somebody that's 230 pounds, 240 pounds? And we're supposed to believe that you can just pick him up, body slam him, and you have no muscle definition whatsoever? Are you just family strong? It's just in your genes that you just got that strength? No. Guys, I'm trying to build something that is, in my head, I'd like a territory.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have a partner, a company in Vegas that we do business, a company in Arizona that we do business, that we could send guys to, you know, like they used to do in the territory days. A guy stays here for 6 months. He stays here for 6 months. He's over, but now he's not as over as he used to be because everybody's tired of seeing him. Okay, let's send him to Arizona.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Okay, let's send him to Vegas. Okay, let's send him to New Mexico. Let's send him here. Something like that is what I would love to see. Even here in Southern California, there's so many different organizations from here, from us, sending people up to Fresno, sending people to Frisco, sending people down to San Diego. It's just, I want the company, number one, to be, excuse me, one of the best in California, if not, you know, throughout the United States. I want us to be known. Damn, they're good.
Yeah.
Those guys,
and this is...
They take care of their guys, and their guys bust their ass for them.
And this is...
And the product is awesome.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It kind of turned out, it sucked because Mike had the show ready to go. He had the bullet in the chamber. He was going to pull the trigger. Good to go. Flyers were made. And then COVID hit and just completely shut it down. So it's like, dude, we worked so hard, and then we can't do it. But with the time in between and the experience, we kind of separated some of the people who, like I told Mike, this guy, I don't have to worry about him. You know, he puts on a good show. He just wants to make sure he gets his name out there. He's really working hard. Of course, we're going to give him, you know, X amount of dollars, but he doesn't even worry about that. You know, then we got these other guys go, oh, no, I don't work for less than this much or whatever. All right, cool, man, no problem. But that's you. You know, that's what you want to do. So, you know, good luck or whatever. And I don't waste my time with them. You know, I go, go on, do your thing. That's what you're about. But these guys, you know, we can't pay you this much. We can give you this. But once we get going and we start getting some good shows, those are the first people that I'm going to call. And that's kind of the way it works. And then you kind of start to separate and go, well, I know if I bring this guy or whatever. There is some guys that are worth it that I would say, yeah, I would pay that to go ahead and bring him because he is going to put on a good show or whatever. But it's a fine line, you know, that we walk in. It all comes with experience from going to these shows and seeing these guys work and saying, hey, man, no, if we do – if he does want X amount, I'm going to say let's go ahead and pay it because he is worth it. But then there's other people like, you know what, go ahead and hold off on that. But this guy, bring him. He doesn't even worry about that. He just wants to put on a good show. And we kind of separated that and know kind of who's who now, right?
Yeah, can I put a PSA out there for the wrestlers?
Go ahead.
To all those wrestlers out there that say they won't wrestle for X amount of dollars, unless I've seen you on WWE, AEW, Impact, New Japan, you don't set your price because you have not been seen yet. So get out there and work and pay your dues. Thank you. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, and get your experience and
yes.
Work with a bunch of different people, different styles, get yourself together,
yes.
And then once you do, you will be able to get that money, and you won't have to ask for it. We will give it to you. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, you will. If you go out there and you get over with the fans, that's how you will make your money. Get over.
We will come to you.
People. Exactly. Don't expect people to just pay you and nobody's really seen you. Are you kidding me? Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. We hate to sound like these grizzled old men, but it's just the truth. You know, don't, you know, just worry about yourself and getting yourself together and do you and get that experience and work with a bunch of different people. And it's going to come sooner or later. Don't worry. It'll get there. But you got to put some effort into it. You can't just start going nuts from the beginning. But anyways, Mike, I'm already running over a little bit. So for the people listening, don't forget, check out Guyana. Big show, Lucha Libre Alliance. It's Sunday, April 17th. It's going to be at 5:30 p.m. And it's at the Lucha Arena, 132 East Florence Avenue in L.A. If you want to get that. It's funny now, Mike, how the people call and reserve the front row or whatever. I'm thinking, man, well, I hope you can catch somebody if they're coming out. You can call 562-896-3954 and let them know, and they'll take care of you. So, Mike, you going to be able to make the show, or what you got going on?
Actually, I don't know because I'm coming out of retirement and I'm going to supervise at Coachella.
Wow!
Yeah, yeah. I've been pulled out of retirement.
The people listening, not only, you know, does Mike do promoter and you know, wrestling company and stuff like that, and not only is he a former, you know, private security and stuff like that, this man has a voice like you would not believe. I haven't actually heard it, but he is, you know, Kirk Franklin called him, BB and CC Winans, you know, he's got him on speed dial, and he will hopefully one of these shows when he gets going, he can maybe do the national anthem or something so you guys can see what I'm talking about. He's very humble or whatever, but I've actually been to the church. Things that and everything. So hopefully we can get him to do that. So, you know, it remains.
Boy, you're about to have me careful. God bless you. God bless you.
But anyways, Mike, thank you for coming on. So hopefully if you can make it cool, if not, I tell everybody this all the time. When I call them and say, hey, bro, can you work the show? And they're like, I know people have lives, man. Some people work. And that's one thing that really kills me is because we all work. And, you know, I hate to promise like I did that to Guyan, man. He had me booked on a show and I covered for somebody and it ran over. I got greedy, you know, when I went. And he said the same thing. He said, hey, man, we know people have lives. As long as you call and let me know, I'm cool. You know, but if you would have just left me hanging and not shown up, it would have been a different story. So, Mike, I know people have lives. Let me know and we'll work it out. We'll keep everybody posted too. Mike's got, you know, big meeting going on tomorrow, and it's not just for one show. It could blossom into, you know, something that's really going to be pretty cool or whatever, and we took the time to make sure, you know, we got our ducks in a row and let them know that we're going to bring them a good show, so we'll definitely look forward to that, so keep us all posted on that. So, Mike, no show next Sunday. The following Sunday, we'll load it up, and I got some MMA guys that want to come on and some jiu-jitsu guys and stuff like that, so we'll get them on, and we'll kind of change gears as we roll it on. Right, my friend?
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about Zack Sabre Jr. going over on Naito for the New Japan Cup.
Yeah, and well, you know what? We also got to talk about David Florida, who is married to Sumi Sakai, former Ring of Honor champion. He got his black belt from Daniel Gracie, and dude, you should see his class. His class has Marty Scurll, Shinsuke Nakamura, Dave Finley, Fit Finley. He has a ton of pro wrestlers that are in his class or whatever. So it's huge.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Right now. I think Nakamura has – I think Nakamura's got his blue belt or whatever. Marty's a white belt. I think he's just started going. I think he's maybe did like 3 or 4 classes. But they're going on a regular basis. And since he's in Florida, a lot of guys stopped by. Like I said, Matt Riddle stopped by and rolled with them. Killer Cross was out there or whatever. So his class has a lot of pro wrestlers in it and legit – pro wrestlers, so they're just going to be coming out even more dangerous or whatever when they get out there. So, and getting your black belt from somebody legit like that, like Daniel Gracie, who is under Hendo Gracie and all them, I mean, that's huge. That's something you cannot buy. So we'll talk about that too. Maybe we'll get them on here.
Okay.
All right, bro. So with all that being
said,
for the people listeners, we'll see everybody here in 2 weeks. And Mike, I'll talk to you soon. All right, man?
All right, bro.
All right, like, warm up them pipes, man, because I might have you do some singing real soon.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world and a place to have their voices heard from weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.